your desire this morning, saints. Let us stand while maybe we repeat that verse again and get ourselves into Sunday school this morning. Just the chorus, bro. This morning, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. There's no better place to be on a Sunday but to come and commemorate the rising of the Son of God on a Sunday morning. And we are glad to be among his children this morning that are doing so all across the world. It's a bit rare for me to be standing here, but I'm thankful that I'm here this morning. When I discovered that I was to come here this morning and give Sunday school, I was very happy. I thought, well, I would come and give a report of the Sunday school upstairs where you send your children every Sunday. And I'm very happy for that opportunity to come and report back to you, saints. I'm thankful to the helpers that help us upstairs. Sister Angel could not be here this morning. Sister Sharon, Brother Greg, and Sister Valika, I'm so thankful for the saints in working with us in helping these children. But like all faithful stewards, we want to come back and tell you what the children are doing upstairs, what they are saying, so you children can listen in. We are reporting you back now to your parents. Amen. It's going to be veiled, so they will not understand what I'm saying. They will understand it on one level, but if you search a little bit deeper, you will understand what I'm saying. And I pray that it will help us this morning. Let us read from the book of James, chapter 5, a couple of verses, verse 13 and 14. And once we read from James 5, we will also read from the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 19. James chapter 5 verse 13 says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this morning to thank you that you have led our footsteps into your house once again. Oh God, what a desire we had all week to be back into thine house, that we could hear your word once more. And we commit ourselves now into your hands, asking, Father, that you take us through this day. Oh God, we want you to speak to us today and help us that when we leave this place, we'll be standing on a higher ground than where we are. Father, help us, Lord, to move on to greater victories in our lives in preparation for the coming of the Son of God. Help us, Father, this morning as we commit these words into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated for a while, saints. I want to read again, if you would turn with me to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 19. verse 17. It says, "Of a truth, Lord, the king of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands." We will come to that part of the scripture. It is the story of Hezekiah, who was one of the kings of Judah. It's a great story when you find some time to read it. But in giving a report this morning to you saints, I know some of you don't have children that go to Sunday school. Some of you don't have children at all yet. But I'm sure it's going to benefit you in some way. The way that I want to give this report, it's going to be veiled. Upstairs, we have been looking at the Exodus, the first Exodus, trying to type it into our lives for the children to understand. And it's a great, great lesson. And I didn't want to speak about that this morning. So I was just praying, looking for the Lord to help me with this report, because I want it to be very beneficial to everybody. And so again, I thought to speak on this life, the life of this man Hezekiah, because he was a great king. The prophet tells us that if we learn from what Israel did in those days when God blessed them, we will know what to do as well ourselves. If we learn where they disobeyed God and God punished them, we will also know what not to do. So if you want to learn what the kings of Israel did in those days, some of them did evil things. And if you do things like that, like this guy Jeroboam, who was the king after Solomon, and he did evil, you know. He set a trap for the children of Israel, you know, to endear them to him so that they would, you know, a political scheme. He failed to trust in the Lord. God had chosen him. He chose Jeroboam above many other people that were able in those days. But God chose Jeroboam, but Jeroboam failed to keep his trust in the Lord. And he introduced this scheme, and we all know what happened. Every other king who typed it, the Bible mentions it. They followed after the sin of Jeroboam. So it's not a good example, really, for people to do things like that if you find time to read about Jeroboam. But there was another king. His name was Hezekiah. He was a real good king. You find his story in the book of Kings, of course, but it also chronicled in the book of Chronicles. You will find it also in the book of Isaiah. And I thought this morning, if you could bear with me and follow with me, I would like to type it a little bit. And if you can find yourself in those scriptures and find your family in those scriptures, I'm sure it will do us a lot of good to learn what Hezekiah did. Because when Hezekiah came into power, the kingdom had been given to idolatry. People were worshiping idols. The temple had been shut off. They closed the church and locked it up. The Levites went home and they were looking after themselves, farming, because nobody was paying tithes anymore. So if you can this morning find yourself as an individual in the story of Hezekiah, and perhaps maybe the Lord would grant grace to us to find our families the way we lead our families, the way we lead our children in the house, I think it's going to help us a lot. Because there's a great death that has gone out in the land. The highway that we are traveling in, all of a sudden, it has got so many exits now. The exit of entertainment, the exit of popularity, of pride, and what, and it's hard to keep the whole thing together to travel with your family on this road. Some of the children want to take an early exit, you know, before we get to where we are going. And it's a trouble that we are faced with, that if we as parents don't stand up for our children, for what we believe, because this is the only thing there is to overcome in this age. But if we don't, then our children are going to take exits. And what's really sad is that a lot of parents do take some exits sometimes. So how then do you expect children to keep on this highway? Many of our children are good children. They are really good. If there's anything that gives me joy, is to go upstairs there and see the children seated and teach them something of the Lord. I'm sure you would say amen to that, brother. It's a great thing. But they are still children. Many of them are not born again. And they will dance to rock and roll if you expose them to it. They will, because they're not yet born again. You can't blame them for that. But the exits are too many, and we want to see here Hezekiah, how he dealt with this. Because Hezekiah came to be king when he was only 25. And I want perhaps maybe follow the account in the book of 2 Chronicles. When he came to power, you find it in chapter 29. In fact, he came. It says from verse 1, Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. So that's the first notable thing we see about Hezekiah, was he did what was right. Because it's not easy to do the right thing many times. The convenient thing and the right thing are not always the same thing. Sometimes to do the right thing, you've got to lose a bit of popularity. But it has to be the right thing. Now, what kind of things did this Hezekiah did? It says in verse 3, he, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, the first year and first month, the first thing that Hezekiah did, which is recorded, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. They had been locked up. Nobody was ministering in the church. And Hezekiah came and opened them up. And I would like to invite you to with me today to back in your life before there was any worship in your life. There was nothing there. All the unclean things had taken abode in your life. But somehow by God's grace, his spirit came to you and opened up that door of worship. Yeah? And you began to first serve the Lord. The first time in your life. But if you keep reading, I would really encourage you to read this when you get home. But we will skip, because our time is always limited. In verse number 16, it says that the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the living God. Amen. Your body is a temple of the living God. Amen. So we find that this whole process went on of opening the temple and cleaning it out. And he brought all the unclean things and he observed all the commandments. And God came and he sanctified the whole congregation. It's really like your life, if you want to type it like that. Amen. That at one point there was no worship at all. But at some point something began to happen. You became aware that, oh, I must serve God. I want to serve God. Amen. And things started to be taken out of your life, even of your family. Yeah? And all this happened, if you continue reading. I think into the next chapter is when God sanctified the people and Hezekiah spoke of the tithings and everything was restored, until when it came to 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 20. It came to a certain conclusion about this Hezekiah and the things that he had done. And that's where many of us as believers, we have come to in our lives. That we came from somewhere where there was no worship at all in our lives, to a place where, if the Lord could give an account today, it says in verse 20, and thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord. Amen. And I'm glad for that. Amen. To be walking with saints that have done such good and right before the Lord and truth. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. Now, many of us are between verse 20 and 21. Because what really surprises many times is that with all the good that we have done in our lives to bring, for the grace of the Lord to bring us to where we are, in making us what we have become, there seems that when we try now to apply the same principles into the lives of our children, into the lives of our families to bring along, I think that on verse 21, we kind of lack a little bit. You know, it's heartbreaking, brother, isn't it? When you are teaching Sunday school and it's only 5 minutes to go, and the children come, you can't blame them. But you can't help to wonder either at the same time whether the people, the saints, though they are good saints, is all their heart into this. Because that's the key to success. If you ever want to prosper in anything that you do, put your heart into it. Pour your whole heart into it. I can't ever imagine what I have to do on a Sunday morning to be late to church. I don't know what I have to do. You know? I mean, there's no job on Sunday. Even the shops don't open by 10. And they are all locked. You can't, you know, I know some people live so far away. But it's a mystery and something that really boggles the mind to think that saints can come all the way from Limerick and be here first before I'm here. I can't allow that. It will never happen, Brother Sasha. I would be ashamed of myself. Now, if I wake up, I'm sick and the wife is sick. And you know, sometimes the car maybe refuses to start. You can understand, you know. People go through tough things and so forth. But I don't want to do anything in vain. And I believe that none of the saints that are sitting here would ever spend their resources to do things in vain. Amen. I don't think anybody would want to do that. But the key to prosperity in these things is to put your whole heart into what you're doing. Amen. If you are going to sing a song, then put your whole heart into doing it. Amen. That's what Hezekiah did. And he restored the kingdom that had been idol worshippers at this point, brought them to a place where the Lord began to show himself again in the kingdom. Amen. Now, time always makes you nervous because I want to get somewhere. Amen. You know? So, saints, I want to read again where we read in the book of 2 Kings to come to that thought. Because in the place we read in verse 17 of chapter 19, we find Hezekiah praying unto the Lord. So what happened? Because Hezekiah was a very able man. He was a very capable brother. The way he restored the kingdom and destroyed all the high places in Israel. Yet, after he had done that, it says in the Bible that the enemy came to besiege him. And that's where I want to leave a small thought with you today, saints. Amen. That we have done great wonders in our lives in allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us to where we are. Amen. And these things have been established in our lives. I can't hardly imagine anybody turning back at this point. Because we have come so far in serving the Lord. He has kept us. He has been merciful to us, and these things have been established right well in our lives. But we should never forget that even though Hezekiah was a very strong king and capable, it came to a time where the enemy came and besieged him. And he didn't come and besiege Jerusalem, where Hezekiah himself was. It was one of the outer cities out there. And I hope you can type your family there. That you, as an individual, the Lord has fortified us. And he has given us our children. And we are going with them. But the enemy is coming and trying to see if there is some place that he can shake. And many times it's through the children. He comes and besieges your children. Now, if you are a concerned father, like I believe all of you are, you don't want your children to be besieged by the enemy. Because you want to go with them. But we find that's what happens many times, is that Children come to a certain age, the devil comes and he starts to play around with their mind. He has a right to do that. But how did Hezekiah do this? When the time came that the enemy came and he besieged one of the cities. Verse 14, chapter 19. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. So, just think of Hezekiah as a very capable leader. He was. Israel prospered under Hezekiah. He done great things for the kingdom, destroyed all the high places. But when the enemy came, Hezekiah was not a guy who would look at his past victories and say, well, I'm able to defeat this enemy. He didn't gloss over things like many times we do, you know. But he faced it, he faced reality, and he knew that I need help in this case here. That's why we read in James chapter 5, is any among you sick? Let him pray. Is any afflicted? Let him call for the elders of the church. Why? Because there is a time in our lives where we all need help. We do. That's why I spoke about some parents maybe sometimes taking an exit somewhere, you know. It might not be an exit of pride or sin or things like that, you know. But sometimes we take a small exit of arrogance, you know, say, I can deal with this. I don't ever have to struggle when the time comes and my children give me trouble, when there is a lot of people here that have been through that already. Amen. I just go to Brother Maxwell, how did you do it, brother? Your children are older. How did you do it, Brother Vlad? How did you do it, Brother Vegas? There's no shame in asking for help. But if we don't recognize that where I am, I need help, even great kings like Hezekiah came to a place where he knew, I need help. And he took that letter and brought it to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwells between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. But he says, of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands. Amen. It's true. It wasn't an imaginary thing that the kings of Assyria had destroyed. And they really meant it when they say we are coming to get it. And that's the same thing that we are faced with today, is that drugs have taken away many a young person. They have destroyed their lives. Many a young girl has been caught up in prostitution and all these things. It's true. It's happening. And we are not, our children are not immune to it. It can also come against your children and besiege them to destroy them. But Hezekiah knew that when this thing happens, I need help here. And he went to the right place where he went to get help. And that's what we want for our children. Because our children, like I said, they are not born again, many of them. They are good. They are trying their best. We are trying our best. But it's no wonder they get astray many times, is we take an exit too. It could be even of anger. Amen. But these children know. They sit in this church here. They come to Sunday school. We teach them from the Bible. Amen. The commandments of the Lord. And they know how they, intellectually they know. So when you come with them to your house and they are sitting there and they are watching you doing something that we have been teaching them, or maybe even you have been teaching them last week, your life speaks a greater sermon than whatever you can ever read for them. Amen. So there is where the trouble begins, is that parents take an exit here of convenience. They take it and go, and then they expect the children to stay in the line. No. They will go astray too. We try our best, the ministers here, the deacons, the pastor, absolute best. But saints, don't let it come to a place where it's too late. Then now you come and say, oh, I have a problem. Some of these things are easier to deal with. When there are small little problems, come, let us reason together. Amen. If any among you is sick, let him pray. Amen. Come, let us talk. You don't have to come to me, but the pastor is always available to speak so we can, because this is a great battle for our children. We can lose them one by one like this, and it shouldn't be like that. I pray that we will apply these small little things in our lives for the sake of these, our little children. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning, Lord, for your grace and mercies to us in the things you have done for us, Lord. Father, even as we see the children growing, it's a great time, Lord. It's such a time that we are living with such great temptations. But help us, oh God, Father, to apply the remedy that you have put in your word for their sake, oh God, that, Father, when there is a tomorrow, they also will stand for this message and bring the gospel to a dying world. Be merciful now unto us as we go into the main service. We pray, Father, that you continue to minister to us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you, saints.